fix itself. Thank God. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Quad on the floor. What is up, guys? Welcome to Diggity, a video game podcast, episode number 211. I'm Jeff James, as always with me, the incredible, unobtainable, luscious Brody Faults. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing good too, man. I'm pretty stoked for a long weekend. I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really stoked because I don't come back until the 9th.
Oh, that's right, you little shit.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
You do get off of that, don't you? That's ridiculous. That sucks.
Yep. Wow. Maximize my vacation time and take it around a holiday. It's perfect.
Wow.
Come back the 10th and then summer game show on the... Or come back the 9th.
Summer game fest
on the 10th. And E3 the following week. Holy cow.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's going to be a hellish week ahead of us. But anyways, guys, if this is the first time you're listening to us, you can catch us live every single Thursday around 9:30 Eastern Time PM, that is, on YouTube and also on Twitch. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Diggity Podcast. And you can subscribe to our podcast on every single podcast platform out there, I think, known to man.
Ooh. Look at that.
Pretty sure on everything. Also, might I add, this week, somehow, by the grace of God, I've been able to add awesome stuff. Like, I don't know, different outlays, different things that pop up. It's kind of nice. I'm excited for it. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's good.
Looking official and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Beyond all that, guys. Should I hit the wrong button? Did you hear that?
Kind of.
Oh my God.
What was that?
It was an air horn button. I just did it as a joke. But I didn't think it would work.
Oh my
God. Oh my God. That's fantastic. Yeah, I've got that. And I've got this sweet Illuminati one.
God.
Anyways, guys. Before we jump onto the news and this week in gaming, Brody, do you want to discuss what you've been playing, my friend?
Yes. Yes. I have been playing a lot of Monster Hunter Rise still. I'm still absolutely hooked. I did take a little bit of a break and play some Nier Replicant the other day and still really enjoying that. And I think for that, for me personally, that game is enjoyed in like decent chunks, but like take a little bit of a break in between because it could be a slog if you just power it all the way through it. So this is working pretty well for me, and I don't hate it every time I come back, and I'm enjoying it. How about you?
I just played Overwatch this week. it's just been a whole, you know, crazy week. I'm trying to wrap up stuff with work, right? And before getting the long weekend, and it just gets nuts. And so been played a little bit of Overwatch. I guess I played some Hearthstone on my iPad, but that's not really gaming. Well, I guess it is. I don't want to insult anybody.
Yeah,
I was
going to say, some people are going to be real pissed off about that statement.
Yeah, it's all right. They'll follow me. It's okay. Someone will DM it or something, or somebody will say something terrible like 5 years down the road when we're mildly popular. You know, I mean, it's whatever. It's
right,
okay.
Right.
There's crazy people out there. But anyways, do you want to hit us with the upcoming game releases, my friend, before we jump on into the news?
Yes, sir. So May 28th, Beautiful Desolation is coming to PS4 and Switch. Roots of Paka is coming to PC. Song of Horror Complete Edition is coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Wonder Boy Asha in Monster World is coming to PS4 and Switch. World's End Club is coming to Switch. On June 1st, The Elder Scrolls Online Blackwood DLC releases on PC and Stadia. Operation Tango releases on PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, and Xbox One. Stonefly is coming to PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Super Animal Royale is coming to Xbox One, and World of Warcraft The Burning Crusade Classic is coming to PC. On June 2nd, Hoko Life is coming to PC, And on June 3rd, Pro Cycling Manager 2021 is coming to PC. Tour de France 2021 is coming to PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, and Xbox One. And Winds of Change is coming to Switch.
Dope, man. Dope.
So, nothing in this list for me personally, but Biomutant released this week, and I didn't pick it up because reviews were middling. And that disappoints me because that game looks fantastic. I'll wait for it to go on sale and then I'll pick it up. But I'm going to wait for now and just keep grinding away at Monster Hunter. I know there's a decent amount of hype around World's End Club, but other than that, this list is not for me. Pro Cycling Manager 2021, man, that's got to be
exciting. Oh, man, tell you what. Half chub, dude, just looking at that. Can we say that on YouTube?
I don't know.
As I say it, it goes through the social scroll in the bottom left. Like, follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Well, anyways, moving on to the news, guys. We've got your PlayStation Plus games for June. So if you want to take an old sweet look at this sweet, awesome transition, it's pretty awesome what you get. You're going to be getting Operation Tango for PS5. You're going to be getting Star Wars Squadrons on PS4 and Virtua Fighter 5 for PS4 as well. So Operation Tango, Star Wars Squadrons is available from June 1st, 2021 until, good Lord, is that legit? Is that legit until July 5th? It's just a weird date, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, weird. They usually don't. Yeah, sometimes they don't start until like June 5th, the PlayStation ones. Weird. They're not always right at the beginning of the year or the month. So,
well, it starts June 1st, ends July 5th. Crazy to think that we're going into June and July. I mean, that's wild to me. And then Virtua Fighter 5 is available from June 1st, 2021 until August 2nd. You have to have an active PlayStation Plus membership, obviously, for this. But free stuff, my dudes. Free stuff. You cannot go wrong.
I do want to try that Star Wars Squadrons. That's one I still haven't gotten around to trying yet. So I'd really like to try it in VR.
Just saying. Yeah, I feel like I'd throw up.
Probably. Probably. So the Xbox games with gold for June. These are also free. Not quite the same quality, though. The King's Bird, available from June 1st to the 30th. Shadows Awakening, which is actually pretty cool, will be available from June 16th to July 15th. Neo Geo Battle Coliseum is going to be available from June 1st to the 15th. And Just Injustice Gods Among Us will be available June 16th through the 30th.
So what do you think about this lineup?
So Shadows Awakening is actually pretty cool, and Injustice Gods Among Us is actually pretty cool too, but that's also a 360 game, and there's a second one that's been out for a while now. I've never even heard of The King's Bird, and I don't care about Neo Geo.
He's a huge Xbox fan.
I don't know. I think their games with gold have been pretty bad for a while now. I mean, the best one we've got was Gears 5 a couple months ago, and that was really about it. Pretty dull.
You know, they got Game Pass, so it's like they kind of compete against themselves, right? Like, I mean, they can't be putting the best stuff out there, but and they kind of shot themselves in the foot here. You think they ever get rid of this, or do you think that they can find enough games like this? Not to demean these games, but just like,
no.
You
know. Yeah. I don't know. I would think at a certain point, I know for a fact they've given Injustice Gods Among Us away for free before.
For sure.
And I just, I don't know how they keep this up, but I also don't know how they get rid of it. So, because if they get rid of it, people are going to get pissed. And I don't know. Kind of a rock and a hard place right there for them, for sure.
I mean, they're gonna be down to like Bubble Bobble every month. There'll be like a couple versions of Bubble Bobble. It'll be terrifying. I don't know what else they're going to offer at this point. I guess they could start going through, like, in a year or two, some Xbox One, you know, or Xbox Series X games, I guess. But I don't really understand how they could continue offering something on the scale of like what PlayStation might offer. Not that this, I think that this month for PlayStation is fantastic? I think it's okay. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not bad. I don't know much about that Operation Tango. I mean, obviously it's just releasing, so I don't know, man. Yeah, I feel like sometimes these games are pretty hit or miss, and I just don't know what else to say about it at this point. I mean, it's kind of just one of those things, I guess. I think this era of giving away all these free games and stuff, at least on the Xbox side, is somewhat coming to a close, or at least a very, very slow pace.
Yeah. Well, hey, everything has to die, right? Sorry to be so dark.
It's inevitable, I guess.
Xbox has officially announced that they will be holding a joint showcase with Bethesda. They own them. On June 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So the show is expected to run 90 minutes, and rumors are saying that there will be 5 AAA games for the Series X / S during the event. So obviously, I mean, what do we think on this one, my dude? Like, I mean, it's Halo Infinite, right?
A lot of people are speculating Starfield. They don't expect it to launch this year, but in the release or the announcement for this, Xbox had their whole, like, you know, logo and everything, and in the back there's a world, and it's the same world that was used on Starfield promotional material before. So that's one of the guesses. Granted, I still think we're probably next year before we see that game. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to make too many speculations. I gotta hold my cards close, because we're going to have a huge, absolutely batshit insane episode where we have
pre-3.
Pre-3 with WASD. So I can't get too carried away here, for sure.
And we got to make bets for sure with WASD.
Oh, yeah. Stupid bets for sure.
Okay.
Somebody's got to do something absolutely dumb out of this.
I mean, I'm excited for this. I'm curious to see where Halo Infinite's going to go. Will it be delayed yet again? Who knows? Will it be shown off where the characters don't look like they're made of Play-Doh? I don't know. We'll have to see. I hope it's decent. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of hype for stuff, and then we've been let down before, like big time on things. So we'll have to see how this one cuts out.
Yeah. So the upcoming Pokemon games, finally, were given release dates.
Hey!
Pokemon.
We expected.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it this week necessarily, but here it is. So Pokemon Brilliant, Diamond, and Shining Pearl are set to launch November 19th. 2021, and Pokemon Legends Arceus will release on January 28th, 2022. I really hope I said that Pokemon's name right, so somebody doesn't come at
me. Dude, don't worry. They're dumb Pokemon. You and I have talked about this.
It
wasn't Mankey. What was the other one that we always made fun of?
God, I don't know. There's a lot of really dumb Pokemon.
There are really,
really bad
Pokemon
names. So,
are you excited for this?
Yeah, I'll definitely pick up the remakes, and I think I have two kids, so I'm going to end up buying both of these games, and I'll probably play through them myself. I mean, I played through Sword, but I don't know. This franchise, it's kind of one of those weird things where I love it from nostalgia purposes. And then once I start playing it, I'm just kind of there and along for the ride, and I'll probably get sick of it. I am excited to see what that Pokemon Legends game actually is, though, and what the gameplay is going to be, because it seems like it's going to be almost in the Gale of Darkness realm from the GameCube.
May I introduce to you Bidoof?
Bidoof, yes. That's what it was.
Bidoof. How would you say a flock of Bidoofs?
A flock of Bidoofs? Maybe it's kind of like Crows, where it's like a murder of Bidoofs.
A murder of Bidoofs?
That's what I would like to think it is.
That's perfect. I mean, they look murderous.
Oh, absolutely.
God, look chew at those through things. Whatever. I mean, that thing will just chew through your, you know, tibula. With no remorse. Oh my God. Moving on, we've got some Ubisoft rumors and supposed leaks, but you got to take it with a grain of salt, especially this close to E3. Everyone's just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks, my man. So Skull and Bones has restarted development and will not launch this year, and likely not in 2022 either. Skull and Bones, by the way, I feel like we have a weekly update on that. It seems to go back and forth. And
last week they pushed it back, and then this week they've just straight up restarted development. It's not fantastic. It's not good, but it's kind of entertaining to watch from the outside in some regard.
Do you think they're doing it on purpose?
I don't think it's ever going to come out.
The Illuminati thing worked perfectly. God, I love it. You don't think it's ever come out?
If it does, it is going to get the most mediocre, like, fan hype around this as possible. It's just not going to do well. I don't think anyone has any faith in this game at this point.
Oh, well.
I don't know how you could.
Rider Republic, something that you and I are both excited about, should be very close to release after E3, is what the rumor is as well. And there seems to be a lot of concern over high amounts of microtransactions, despite being a full price game. Something you and I have also been afraid of to the upcoming release of this title.
And we actually kind of dug into that a little bit. It sounds like there's going to be a battle pass. Week. And was it last week or the week before? I don't know.
I don't
they
know.
Run together. But
it was part of the Skull and Bones point, update.
Yeah. At some point, we dug into that. And I really want that game to be good, but I am deeply concerned about the amount of microtransactions that there probably are going to be in there.
Yeah. And then Rainbow Six Parasite is expected to launch later this year, and this is believed to be a free-to-play game from them. You think doing a game about a parasite is the best action after everything?
Probably not at the moment, no. As it looks like you have a scientific diagram of amoeba in the background.
Oh, this?
Yeah, I like it.
Lava lamp, man.
Fair enough.
But it's my TV instead. You know, it's just something.
It's a lava lamp when you can buy a TV instead.
It's just something back there. Dude, lava lamps get hot. Are you fucking kidding me? We want to light my room on fire? I need like 40 lava lamps to produce the lumens that this is doing right now.
My OG Xbox power brick gets really hot too, and I'm concerned it's going to burn my house down one day. It's fine.
Ubisoft Plus is also rumored to be coming to consoles later this year as well.
Which is cool.
So,
I totally misread that at first and read it as Xbox Game Pass somehow. I was like, holy shit.
Why would I buy anything else? Right. This is cool, but like, this can't be all of E3 for Ubisoft, right?
No, I don't. And I don't even think this really was all of E3. I mean, maybe. I guess
we're going to see Just Dance. What else do they Someone's going to say works? A couple of swear words on stage to be cool when they first come out.
Absolutely.
We have a panda costume. Uh-huh. There's going to be something with the rabbits.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think at this point. Or, I mean, what are we about due for from Ubisoft?
Skull and Bones.
God.
I mean, Riders Republic was supposed to be out already.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right on that, or am I wrong on that?
Yeah, it was originally supposed to release on like February 12th, I think, something like that.
Yeah, so I mean, that should have already been out. I mean, maybe a DLC for Assassin's Creed, Valhalla?
Yeah, they just released one. Like last week or the week before.
Is it going to announce another Assassin's Creed?
Announce another one? They may announce just like a teaser trailer for another Assassin's Creed, but I think they've been doing the like 2-year release cycle for those now. I don't know. Again, I don't want to get too much into it. We got to take bets.
That's fair.
We got to make this into a gamble for sure for our buddy Nick, who loves to gamble.
Good guy.
On questionable gambling sites. Or not gambling sites, gambling slot machines.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, interesting. So Borderlands 3 is set to get crossplay. Well, kind of. According to Randy Pitchford on Twitter, good news or bad news first? Good news, an update for Borderlands 3 has been prepared to release that includes full crossplay support across all platforms. Bad news, for certification, we have been required by the publisher to remove crossplay support for PlayStation consoles.
Other bad news, I left my USB full of porn at another medieval time.
Right.
Oh shit. I will never forget that story when we had to tell that on this show.
Anytime Randy Pitchford comes up, all I can think of is you offering to joust him and him leaving
at medieval times.
And just for clarification here, because I saw a bunch of people on Twitter get all sorts of butthurt and start blaming Sony. Is not the publisher of Borderlands 3. They are not the reason that this is not for certification. Just to clarify for those of you that didn't read the full paragraph and just saw
it's Sony not gonna be and on went, PlayStation. Oh my God.
Right.
Shame on them.
This has everything to do with 2K. So there it is.
Kind of sucks. You played yourself.
It's a weird thing to have, and I imagine it's still probably has some version of coming down from PlayStation. Otherwise, it wouldn't be soloed out to PlayStation on this.
Right.
But it is what it is. It kind of sucks to see, especially because I thought we were getting to the point where, you know, crossplay should kind of be about everywhere.
Shame on you.
Most
for
games
that.
Coming out, right? Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Well, Brody, we got a sweet look at the Unreal Engine 5, my guy. And it looks absolutely incredible, dude.
Oh, it's stunning.
It's insane. So there isn't a lot of new information that came with this announcement. There's a good portion of what the new engine is capable of was showcased last year. But the Unreal Engine 5 Early Access version is now available for download and will come with a sample project called Valley of the Ancient. And the full release is slated for early 2022. And the things that they were able to do in this were just like absolutely insane, dude. I mean, it's like, look at that. Look how beautiful that is.
Yeah, it's
I mean, that look at that
they've done.
That's stupid.
Would you just look at it?
Just look at it? I mean, rocks, man.
Rocks.
Rocks. Look at those rocks, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
This I mean, Unreal Engine 5 is just gorgeous, and it's going to make just the most incredible looking games we've ever seen. I am so excited to see what they do with this and how developers use it, especially some of these developers that are already making gorgeous games on Unreal Engine 4. I mean, it's insane, and I'm so excited to see how, you know, graphics turn up. And I'm usually not a huge like graphics person, but it's hard to deny what they're doing with Unreal Engine 5.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, it's a powerhouse for sure.
Yeah. So Valve is reportedly working on a handheld Steam console. The console is currently being referred to by Steam Pal, which is not a great name, and I hope that is not the name they stick with, and was mentioned in the the Steam client code tied to the prototype controller being called Neptune. So supposedly this console will be a Linux-based PC that features a touchscreen and gamepad, not too unlike what the Switch Lite has, and the portable console may also be able to connect to monitors via some form of USB-C type connection. Again, 100% rumors.
Is this going to play off of like Steambox as well, you think?
It might. Yeah, I would imagine
like a pass through over to your Steam pal. You know, yes, they're gonna call it Steam pal.
God, I hope not. Yeah, dude, like the Steam Link stuff going on. I think I would imagine it would. I don't see why not. I think this is cool. I mean, we've seen a couple of them. I think AMD made one. There's a couple Kickstarters that are similar, and
Nvidia made one.
Nvidia made one. Yep. So it's not too surprising to see Steam kind of come out with their own. And if the integration is actually done well and it works, but as good as you could expect, I would imagine this is going to do exceptionally well, but I also think it's going to be very pricey. I would wager that this is going to be in the $1,000 range based on some of the other ones that I've seen that are similar.
I don't know if there's room for something like this.
I think there's room for something like this. It's weird because
where would this fit into your daily gaming? Where would this fit into like your systems?
I don't think there's room for this for me personally because I play a lot of my Switch, but
yeah.
For people that are PC players, it might be nice to have that handheld option. I don't know. I think it is kind of a weird market. Like AMD released theirs and Intel released theirs, and it nobody really paid any attention to it. I mean, we never even covered it.
No, we didn't.
Because it just doesn't really get that much attention. Now, if your top client for video games, your top storefront for games on PC is now selling one, now it is a little bit more enticing, I would think, personally.
Yeah.
But it all falls down to how the integration is and where the price point falls. And there's quite a bit of factors that really are going to kind of play a part in whether this does well or not. But I think it's a cool concept.
I think it's a cool concept. I hope Steam can support it properly. Like, I don't know. The Steam store, it's good. It's got a lot of problems, though, and there's a lot of weird games. I mean, you want to be having, like, a game like, you know, Waifu Simulator on your Steam Pal. Well, you're sitting there on the couch. I mean, you go right ahead, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, you know, somebody 100% would.
Oh, 100%.
Hentai games on the bus or the fucking train.
Oh, absolutely.
Good God.
Moving on, we got a incredible, and I mean just like absolutely incredible look at Horizon Forbidden West through the PlayStation State of Play. I could not believe the graphics in this game, bro. I was like, holy shit.
It looks so good.
When it opened up, I was like, wait, what? It was... I mean, look at this. This is incredible, right? I mean, obviously on the audio version podcast, people are probably like, what the hell? You know, what am I looking at? Obviously, yeah. I can't see anything. You're hearing it. But I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So we got roughly 14 minutes of gameplay on this, and we're not going to go into too in-depth about all the new gadgets, story beats, enemies, and machines on this one. There's a lot of people that would like to go into this game blind. But unfortunately, no release date was given. With this title, maybe we'll hear more at E3. You know, part of this movie was a hype. I don't know. I'm assuming just because of COVID and the teams being remote and stuff that, you know, it broke things up and it made it, you know, difficult to give any sort of a release date. So,
yeah, I would imagine whenever their next state of play is, we might get a release date, and it might launch fairly soon after that release date. A lot of these, the way PlayStation has actually been doing it, I saw somebody made a chart, and unfortunately I didn't save it, and I don't know who made it, but it was basically looking at when something was announced or when it got its own dedicated state of play. Not announced, obviously. Forbidden West has been announced for a while. But once something got its own dedicated state of play, the median time ends up being like a couple months. I think it shook down to like 2 months after that, so... Granted, again, very, very different like landscape here to some extent, but I would think we'll see this before the end of the year. I hope.
God, I hope so. I mean, really, I just cannot really get over how freaking beautiful it is.
Oh, it's stupid. So nice looking.
Look at that water.
Look at
those rocks.
I mean, oh. Even when she, again,
there's the money shot when looking at the Golden Gate.
Yeah.
Bridge. Oh,
or
my
when
gosh.
She's swimming underwater, each individual braid is perfectly animated. I mean, this game, I still have not beat the first one. I know it's terrible. I plan to before this game comes out, and it's probably going to have to move up my list here because this trailer is just an absolute hype machine. And it's not even a trailer. It was 14 minutes of pure gameplay from this, actually
it's
captured on a
PS5. Stupid. Beautiful.
It just looks so fucking good, and I cannot wait for this game.
Oh my god, man, I'm so excited for that. Like, you ride a fucking dino.
Yeah, and the new dinos look cool, the new gadgets look cool. Again, I won't spoil anything here because I imagine there's a ton of people that want to go entirely blind into this, and that involves not being spoiled on things by like trailers or whatever. But I mean, that new dinosaur that they show, or the new mech, just absolutely one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Well, and it sounds cheesy. Like, I know they said it before. It's like, oh, you can't distinguish the cutscenes from the gameplay. I mean, this is next level, bro. I mean, this is, you cannot tell the damn difference at all.
No.
Between
you really can't.
Gameplay. I mean, look at this. What is this? A mammoth?
Yeah.
This is a fucking mammoth? A mastodon? You know? I mean, this is insane. This is crazy stuff, man. This is crazy stuff. Anyways, we got to get off that, but yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Sit there and watch that 14 minutes over and over again. It's just the details incredible. But yeah, really excited. Anyway, Dragon Quest 35th anniversary announcements. So there was a little event for the Dragon Quest 35th anniversary, and we've got a look at looks like six different announcements. So Dragon Quest 12 was announced, which is awesome because that series is really starting to pick up some traction here in the West. And this is going to be called The Flames of Fate. This was a very, very short teaser trailer that showed pretty much nothing. The game is going to be directed towards adults and will feature traditional turn-based battles, but with some changes to freshen up those systems. This will release simultaneously worldwide, but platforms and actual release date have not been revealed yet. Dragon Quest 3 is also getting a remake, and we got a full trailer for this. This will feature a new HD 2D art style, which is pretty similar to that of Octopath Traveler. And again, no platforms or release date for this. Dragon Quest Treasures is described as an RPG treasure hunting adventure that will star the characters from Dragon Quest XI, acting as kind of a prequel to Dragon Quest XI. And this will release simultaneously worldwide. Dragon Quest X is getting a new expansion. This is only going to launch in Japan because that's the only place you can play Dragon Quest X without getting creative and some fan translations. But this will allow players to experience the game and a new expansion. I started reading on the wrong line. Dragon Quest X Offline. So this is, as the new game is, or as Regular 10 is an MMO, this will be an offline version of it that is also going to have its own art style. It's like a chibi-like art style, and obviously it's offline, so you can play it and just experience that story. We also got some word about a mobile game coming called Dragon Quest Keshi Keshi. This will be a free-to-play mobile puzzle game and will release for both iOS and Android.
What's wild to me is the remake. I mean, it's very Octopath Traveler.
Oh, yeah. It looks gorgeous, though. I mean, they've done a great, great job.
It looks absolutely fantastic. I mean,
and I mean, to do that, you're practically remaking the entire, like, it is a proper remake. You weren't usually using any assets or anything like that. I mean, it's from the ground up, aside from your story beats and everything, but
Yeah, no. I mean, it's incredible what they're able to do with that. I think it's going to bring more people into the franchise.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
Dragon Quest XI has done exceptionally well for them. Mm-hmm. And I had never played a Dragon Quest game before 11. And so now I picked up 11. I picked up, I think, one on the Switch when they kind of released that, which is, it was like $6 or something like that, but it was a real cool old school RPG. I'm so happy to see this series doing well because they just make incredible JRPGs, and I'm here for it. It's my franchise.
I'm here for it.
My genre for sure.
Yeah, well, hey, it wouldn't be E3 with more rumors. And this time we've got a new Nintendo Switch rumor circulating yet again. So the rumors are back, and the new Switch is set to replace the current $299 version and supposedly will be revealed prior to E3. The release date for this updated system is rumored to be releasing this fall in September or October. Obviously, supply chain issues. I'm sure they'll have issues.
So this one, this leak's a little bit different. Typically, we'll see it from like a leaker on Twitter or fucking 4chan or wherever. This time, I actually heard it first from like Bloomberg. Bloomberg was heavily reporting on it.
Which, you know what that means, who wrote that one?
It wasn't. It was somebody else.
Really?
It wasn't.
That who we shall speak
of? Your best friend.
The Grape Eater?
Yeah, the Grape Eater. But reading through the article, it was kind of weird because they're like, well, the Switch needs to do this in order to keep up. The Switch has been the best-selling console for 29 months in a row. What are you talking about? Did you even read anything about the Switch before you wrote this article? So take it with a grain of salt, because even though it came from a major publication, the author clearly did not do their homework. So
my favorite thing too is when they start going on concepts and you're like, okay, what is this? You know, like, yeah, we're going to get a bigger screen. Okay. And it's going to be a, you know, Switch Lite with a bigger screen. Well, I guess it has disconnects right here actually on either side of it. And then there's like these ones, right, where it's like, oh man, the inside of my hands really hurt from touching my Switch as is. Thank God they're going to come with rounded corner right. Joy-Cons, which, I mean, they could at any moment if they wanted to, because as long as this is a vertical strip, you know, that aligns and locks in with the rest of the unit, you could essentially make any Joy-Con. You can make a Joy-Con Pro, right, that has like a strap on it or something like that you can hold on to it better with. But I don't know. I feel like it's probably just going to be a product update, like a 1080p screen on the front of it, a better battery, might be a little bit thinner, probably better materials.
Yeah, and for everybody that's been, you know, talking about this Switch Pro that's supposedly coming, I don't think this is it. I think this is going to be a minor, or not minor, but a relatively minor upgrade to the normal version, because it is supposed to be phasing it out, which we have already seen that once, where they put a better battery, and I think I can't remember what the other change is that they made to that version from 2019, but I don't think this is going to be the Switch Pro that everybody expects it to be. I think this is just going to be, like you said, it's potentially a 1080 screen, and you know,
I mean, they're just going to call it what, new Nintendo Switch,
probably.
You know, I mean,
which is odd to me though, even because the Switch has been selling very well. Typically, when they've done a new 3DS, for example. It wasn't until the sales would kind of slowly start to taper down, and you would start to see sales on the 3DS, and then they would release the new 3DS and it would take over that prior price point. And now the old 3DS has a lower price point. So it was like the cycling system getting, you know, still a top of the line console and then moving the other ones down to where you could still sell them, just not for as much. Whereas in this case, it doesn't seem like they're going to be doing that. It seems like they're going to be essentially phasing the old Switch out. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing too, right? Is based on sales numbers, I doubt we're going to see a Lite.
Yeah, probably
not. I think those are done, which was odd to us because, I mean, it appeals to me. I don't have one. I have just a regular Switch. but it appeals to me with the light. But when we reviewed the sales numbers, we were like, wow, we couldn't believe it. I think how little they have been purchased.
I think the problem with that, because I love my Switch Lite. I play the absolute hell out of my Switch Lite. And that's the only way I've played Monster Hunter Rise. I have not played it on the TV at all. For me, it makes sense that it doesn't sell as well, because if you're going to drop some cash on a console, it makes sense to buy the regular Switch, especially if you don't have other systems. TV. Right. And granted, I have other systems, so I don't need that. Plus, I have the regular Switch. I would still have my regular Switch and have my Switch Lite for me personally, because it would be kind of a pain if you wanted to play with anyone else. But this is just my own personal Switch that I play on. So it works, and I understand why it may not sell nearly as well. And you look back at the 3DS, at the same time, there were other home consoles out for Nintendo. So it's kind of a weird, like, give and take. And I'm almost a little bit surprised it's even sold as well as it has, because it is kind of a niche market to some extent, where it is going to be basically somebody's second Switch.
So I could see total Nintendo route here, and they have like a camera on the front and a camera on the back. And, it turns into like, you can use Discord or something with it, or you could use some other things with it, or you can do like a Nintendo Live chat, or
maybe they'll finally get rid of the Nintendo app you have to use to chat on certain games.
I don't know. I mean, I would love to think that there would be an update for something like that, but once they usually come up with a service, that's it.
Right.
There's not really updates to their service. It's just kind of like, hey, here you go. Like, I mean, even if you look at the Nintendo Switch online with all the retro games, I mean, they're okay, but a lot of them on there are pretty, like, I mean, you never touch them.
Right. I actually was listening to a podcast the other day where they were talking about that, and I almost feel guilty for not playing them, because there's a lot of great games there are good ones I love, and I just never get into them. I never even think about it, and I think some of that is how the Switch is actually laid out, where it's like you have your row of most recently played games, and everything else just goes essentially in the dumpster, and you don't see it again until you have to go find one specific game.
It would be nice to be able to almost like a Game Pass, like pop it out of that application, and then it would be its own Square, like the game that you like, say Earthbound, right, made it to it.
Yeah,
you take Earthbound and pop it out as a separate Square.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. And also, then, they need to put Earthbound to play in there.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've got the Earthbound pillow sitting right here. I'm stoked.
Yeah. So Monster Hunter had a digital event. I'll keep this somewhat short, because not everybody is a Monster Hunter fan, but I am, and that's all that matters, and I wrote the fucking show notes. So Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, they showed off a new trailer with new monsters. Also showed off an in-depth look at how the returning rite of channeling mechanic will work in Stories 2. And I will be picking this game up as well, because my kids will enjoy this, and I will probably enjoy it too. Monster Hunter Rise is getting an update, which is 3.0 now. This adds two new monsters, the Crimson Glow Valstrax, which is a new version of a monster that is from Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate, and they are also adding Apex Zenogre. So this may include a couple more monsters as well, as the previous update didn't announce one of the monsters that kind of snuck in there, and then it was just kind of a surprise, so there could be some extra stuff hidden in there that they didn't talk about. This also adds a new ending to the main story, which not a whole lot is known about it at the moment, but it will feature two elder dragons, Ibushi and Narwa. There will be a new DLC, Hunter, and I say will be. This is actually already out. It released today on recording of this episode, which is the 27th. Had to find my calendar here. So there is new DLC, which features Hunter cosmetics, such as two new Hunter voices, which are Iori and Yamagi, a noble short hairstyle, a delicate beauty hairstyle, cheek tusk face paint, stitches face paint, feline ears, layered armor, feline tail, layered armor, canine, or Kanyine mask, layered armor, and Kanye. How would you say that? I don't know.
Don't even.
I have no clue how to say it.
Don't be putting me on the spot like that. What the hell?
I put myself in the spot by having it.
I mean,
Canine? It's a play on canine, but
I would just say canine.
Maybe it's just canine with a
canine?
Y.
I don't know. Maybe I'm looking too much into it.
It's throwing me off. Canine, layered armor. I read feline, right? I don't know what's going on. It also features some stickers, post sets, and background music, which is a special sticker set too. Hide pose set, using the wall pose set, Monster Hunter series bases, background music, and monster music dance version background music. Some buddy cosmetics, which is the feline mask, the canine mask, out on the hunt, and a little wing drake, which the last two are Kahoot outfits. They also announced some Capcom crossovers. So the first Capcom event will kick off in mid-June and will allow you to earn a Monster Hunter themed or Monster Hunter Stories themed Palico armor. There are also two more Capcom crossovers that are announced, and these are going to take place at the end of July and the other one at the end of August. And 3.1 is planned for the end of June and will bring with it more DLC and event quests. So cool. I'm happy to see this game being heavily supported, and I'm not even to the point where I can touch most of this, so it's fine.
Brody, over 18 months ago, a virus plagued the Earth, bringing with it mounds of terrible things, right? I mean, we had death, we had, what could be known as a recession, a mild recession. We've since had inflation, supply chain issues. The world was a mess. It was a wreck. Mm-hmm. We looked for a sign of hope after 18 months. We did that. Mm-hmm. We made a vaccine.
I was only laughing because I know what he's getting ready to say. I'm not laughing at the pandemic. I'm laughing at what's coming next.
I introduced to you the newest pandemic. Multiple facets of entertainment, goods, and services under the Sonic IP. This is a huge problem. We had what was called... Look how stupid this looks!
It brings me so much joy. As I was typing up all this, I was typing up the Sonic thing, and I had to rearrange of the show notes to make sure got the Sonic news.
Are you seeing this shit? He's in the Olympic Games. Anyways, I'll get on with this. So we had something called a Sonic Central, which, like a Nintendo Direct, just talks about, Nintendo. Well, this just talks about Sonic, unfortunately. So Sonic Anniversary Stream, it's the 30th anniversary of, when the gates of hell opened up and this blue bastard ascended from it. We got a lot of stuff. So we got a musical performance. This is taking place on Sonic's birthday, of all things, which is great. Love that. So that's June 23rd, and it can be watched for free. It's like a Philharmonic Orchestra playing Sonic stuff, and then a DJ set, as well as electric guitar. So it'll feature classic rock and electronic music as well. And there'll be a sneak peek shown off during the Summer Games Fest as well for it, which is great. Then we went on to something with free in-game items. There's Olympics. They might not be happening. I hope this also doesn't happen as well. We're going to be getting the ability to wear a Sonic costume as your avatar in the Tokyo 2020 official Olympic Games. Not to be confused with the Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. And this is like the full mascot suit. This is like you went on Hollywood Boulevard and you saw Sonic, and now he's going to be competing professionally with the world's best athletes in a game that not many people will probably play. I don't know many people. Maybe we'll have to pick this game up and play it. And then we got him
something. If I can be Sonic.
Yeah, and then
you can't be Knuckles or something.
Yeah, well, hey, you can be Knuckles in Two Point Hospital. I'm glad you always wanted that. You can have the Sonic costumes just for your staff members, and these will be available July 30th. Again, they are like the human versions of them, which is terrifying. And you get Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails as your staff. Then we also got the in-game items. You're such an asshole, because I know you gave me this story on purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
The fact that Sonic is going to be, technically in Lost Judgment, so there'll be a playable version of Sonic within the arcade, Sonic the Fighters. This will be available September 24th inside of the game Lost Judgment. I hope you're colorblind, because we got Sonic Colors Ultimate. And this is an intergalactic adventure that will feature all new worlds and power-ups. Originally released in 2010. That's 11 years ago, if anyone's counting. this will be available September 7th. Pre-orders will get you a baby Sonic keychain from the movie Sonic the Hedgehog, and they'll also have other in-game content. The deluxe version will get you early access, exclusive music, gold and silver wearables, exclusive player icons, the Sonic Movie Boost, which has yet to be defined to us what that is. They had Roger Craig Smith, God bless him, as a guest
who's
spot
returning
on there.
As the voice of Sonic, by
yeah,
the way.
He's returning. You know, just like the variants of COVID, there's going to be a second Sonic film. I'm sorry. Oh my God. So fucking stupid. Like on the screen right now, it's just perfect. There's you and me being idiots in the corner, and there's this little baby Sonic shaking. How stupid is this? Anyways. Roger Craig Smith was on there, and then he had the great the astute ability and astute honor of announcing the release of Sonic Colors: Rise of the Wisps. This is a two-part short form animation, and they also showed a preview of the animation. Episode one is coming this summer. Did we figure out where the fuck you can watch it? Where is it?
Don't know. I watched the whole fucking thing. Don't know.
I did too. I did too. I just didn't retain any of it because I didn't want to. Oh my God. There's still more, folks. I mean, it goes on. So
it was rapid fire. There was like eight things announced in the first 5 minutes. It was just a lot.
Yeah. 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 Oh my God. Look, the Sonic Colors: Rise of the Wisps. It looks cool. I mean, it looks like my nieces watch it, but it looks like the My Little Pony. And I have to say my nieces watch it, because unfortunately there's grown men that watch My Little Pony on the internet. I don't want to be affiliated with them. Unfortunately. Then we got a look at Sonic Origins, which is an upcoming compilation set to release next year, and will include added content and features. So that's cool. I mean, bring back the retro stuff. I get it. Neat. We also got platform expansions. And so Sonic Team Racing and Sonic Mania are now available on Amazon Luna, which I didn't know that launched.
No.
Oh, it hasn't launched?
Oh. Okay.
You're just, you know, as little as me when it comes to Luna. I love it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Anyways. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Okay, so and then Sonic Team Racing, Sonic Mania, and Sonic Forces will be added to PlayStation Now on June 1st. When it comes to mobile gaming, get ready. Sonic Dash will have a special pirate-themed event starting this May, not to be confused with Skull and Bones. Sonic Forces will be adding Supersonic as an ability to make you invincible, and also adding a limited-time event that allows you to make private races with friends. Both games will be getting a Werehog character around Halloween. And
I have specifically looked up where the Sonic Colors Rise of the Wisp thing is, and I can't find where it's at, so there's that.
Fucking Newgrounds, I don't know. Sorry, there's Sonic Racing on Apple Arcade is going to have different additions as well. You're going to get to be a classic character.
Which they didn't explain. They just said news classic flash, character.
Newsflash, it's Sonic. You're going to get a classic vehicle.
Sonic.
Yeah, you're going to get
it. How is Sonic not in Sonic Racing? What is going on?
It's going to be a classic vehicle and a classic zone with new music. Then we got to look at Sonic Prime, which I actually think this is pretty cool because of the creators, but it's from the creators of Ben 10 and Big Hero 6. We heard from Joe Kelly on a Zoom call. This will be a 24 episode show releasing on Netflix in 2022. I think that's neat. I miss Sonic cartoons, you know.
I'm pretty sure it will probably be watched in my household. I imagine the kids will watch it at some point.
Well, you remember what, like, you know, WB Kids, and you got to see Sonic.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, gotta go fast. Sonic.
There's so many diehard Sonic fans out there, and they have to hate us at this point.
Oh, but just you fucking wait, because nothing is a legitimate IP until you have the following products that you can sell. So you got 30th anniversary products, much like Mario and, you know, Luigi had an incredible amount of stuff that you could buy, and just Nintendo stuff in general for their anniversary. So you can get a giant Eggman robot playset from Jack's Pacific. So that's cool. That's neat. Hey, how about a chain by King Ice?
Is this what you want for your birthday?
You can get Shadow, Knuckles, Tails, or Sonic. My birthday passed. Thank fucking God.
I haven't given you your gift yet. There's
how
time.
How about a play on words for the Encyclopedia made by Dark Horse, which is kind of like, you know, everything about Sonic that you want to know about. And then you can also buy silver and gold coins from AppMax. That's neat. And then we had a one more thing moment. It's just spoiler, new Sonic game coming,
which 2022 had some bizarre logo in it, and as Brody put
in the show notes, some new Sonic game is coming in 2022, and the trailer didn't tell me a goddamn thing about it.
The confusion after this of people being like,
oh,
what the hell was that?
I mean, it is odd. I mean, this was what it was. Him running through. It says the Sonic team, and then it's you know, above a forest, and then there's was there not something in the past that was a
You're asking the wrong guy.
Was there a Sonic Origins?
I mean,
you're asking the wrong guy, and the wrong guy is talking right now about this.
Are you saying you're not the guy?
I am not the guy. I don't know. I mean, clearly it's about something, some ancient lost world. I don't know. Ancient Sonic? Is there something that would go to that on Google? Oh no, it's fan art.
Tread easily, my friend. Tread lightly.
I'm out.
You're gonna end up in a weird place.
So yeah.
How many Sonic games?
Oh, someone says it looks like it says up. Well, they're gonna get their asses sued by Disney. I mean,
there's so many Sonic games. Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what is this? What? 9 hours ago, this just broke. Sonic the Hedgehog is coming to Minecraft.
What?
This is officially a pandemic. Jesus Christ.
Why are there so many Sonic games? Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared, bro. This is not good. I mean, you know, hey, there's some cool stuff in there. The chains, I don't get it.
Oh, I'm buying you a Sonic chain. 100%.
No, please do not. Please do not. Let's
see if I can pre-order it now.
Oh my God.
That's straight up designer. Supposedly.
How expensive is
he
it?
He has an Xbox collection. Huh. It looks like most of theirs range from like $80 to $120.
So, if you got me that and you got me two of them, would I be two chains?
They.
Hey!
On King Ice's website. They have collabs with Snoop Dogg, Tupac, Run DMC, Death Row Records, MTV, Notorious B.I.G., PlayStation, Xbox, Scarface, Rick and Morty, NLE, Choppa, Powerpuff Girls, and Nickelodeon.
They're not that expensive.
No.
$90 for the Xbox logo? What's the PlayStation one? We should get those.
$40.
And then we should say that we're huge Xbox fans. big Mario fan. We're the Sonic one.
You can get grills. Oh.
Sonic grills?
Yeah. No, not Sonic grills. Just grills.
Oh. That's a bummer. I mean, it's pretty neat, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, there's, you know, you want a Sonic chain? That's kind of cool, I guess. Probably not going to be my forte. If I wore that, someone would probably kick my ass or think I'm weird. But, oh God, Nick just wrote in the chat, too fast chains.
Ugh.
Oh God.
Oh God.
God. The Encyclopedia would be kind of neat to, for a collector to own, I guess.
And being made by Dark Horse, that's pretty
cool. Yeah,
they'll
that
do
is
a good
really
job
cool.
on that.
Yeah, they do a great job on that. So, I mean, thoughts on the Sonic Central? I mean, does this mean that we're all going to get, or is it, I mean, I hope this doesn't mean we're going to get a Sonic Central every quarter, because I'm not going to fucking read it. I'm not.
This will be the one and only time we will report on the Sonic Central, and that's just because it was an anniversary. I'm not putting myself through this every time.
Oh my God, bro. I couldn't believe the Tokyo thing.
Yeah. That was so off-putting. We were talking about it before the show. It was very, very weird because they just started showing it. Didn't say anything.
Yeah, and you're like, holy shit. I was like, I don't think the Olympics even started yet.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be canceled still.
They just kind of finally said what was going on. I didn't even know they were making a Tokyo 2021 game.
I didn't either. I mean, well, no, because it's a Tokyo 2020 if you look at the logo.
Yeah.
They didn't even rename it.
I have high hopes for that. I don't know if you saw in our chat, but Nick said he's going to play that absolutely obliterated with us sometime.
What?
The Tokyo 2020 game.
Oh, my God. I'm not shock put as Sonic. Can't wait. It's just going to be fucking sweet. Can't think of a better time.
Right?
Oh, my God. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I mean, I don't know where's the market for that.
Somewhere. it's not on Diggity Podcast. But I mean, it's
like,
somewhere.
Let's like, I'm flabbergasted that this even happened. Like, how the fuck is it in Two-Point Hospital?
I think that was probably the weirdest part of this entire thing. Just a very bizarre choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good game. Just leave it alone. You know? Like, why do you, like, why do we need to throw it in there?
I don't know. But if I could play Two-Point Hospital dressed as Kratos, that would be pretty cool. I'd be in.
What about Tails?
Tails. Yeah.
I'm giving you an ultimatum like that episode of, what, Family Guy, where he's like, yeah, I want like a sweet eagle. How about a Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, if I could be Kratos, that'd be cool. Yeah, how do you feel about Tails? I can only do Tails, sorry.
I can only draw a sweet Knuckles. I mean, like, I feel like you could have done like Grey's Anatomy in something like that, and people would have lost their fucking mind. Or something else, but instead, you know, we Sonic and human Sonic, human anatomy,
like cosplay,
terrifying, Sonic. Yeah, scary stuff, man, scary stuff. What's not scary? Following on Instagram and Twitter, specifically following us at Diggity Podcast. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel, also our Twitch as well. We go live every single Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Catch us Eastern. Best time zone in the world. Come fight me. Our podcast is also available on every single podcast platform known to man, God, and Sonic himself. Tell your friends about us. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for also leaving us a review. It helps us out a lot. Thank you to those who have done that, whether it's thumbing us up on YouTube, or giving us a good star rating on Apple Podcasts. It means a lot. It helps us move forward. You can follow me on PlayStation. My PSN is Maple Jeff, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff James here.
You can find me on PlayStation at Luscious Brody, and you can find me on Twitter at Brody Fultz.
And with the rest of that, I mean, you know, just stay safe out there, you know, be careful. There's a lot of Sonic out there, and everyone needs to do their part to get through this.
Oh my gosh. You know what we forgot at the beginning of the show?
What?
We got to plug it now. We have shirts incoming.
Oh shit.
I totally meant to do it at the beginning of the show and got swept up in what we were doing. Yeah, we have shirts coming. It's a collab with WASD.
No Sonic on them.
And the WASD boys will be announcing them, and then we will be piggybacking off of that and announcing them ourselves too. But we're gonna let them announce them first because it was our good friend Nick's idea to do these shirts, and they're awesome. They're a WASD Diggity collaboration with E3 hints on it as well. So this is in honor of our upcoming episode, which will release not next week, but the week after, I believe, maybe, question mark.
Yes, should.
And we're going to do a really fun, probably entirely off the rails episode.
I think we'll stay on the rails, but we'll say a lot of dumb shit just because there'll be like the serious people that are like, well, I think you're going to see this in Halo Infinite. And we're going to be like, yeah, well, I think you're going to fucking see Sonic.
I think you're going to see Sonic.
You're going to see Sonic in a Fallout DLC. He's going to be fucking Starfield. He's going to be everywhere. This is it, man. This is what we all wanted. This is what we wanted. This is what we dreamt of.
Good.
I did, at least in my nightmares. But, I mean, this is what you guys wanted in this world. This is what happens when you fucking, you know, when you play with God, man. This is what happens. All right, guys. We'll see you for the next show next week. Stay tuned. I think as stuff goes on here, if there's big breaking updates and stuff like that, I'll probably make some like little videos on the side that I'll update onto YouTube as well. So keep an eye out for those. Just to catch up with stuff, because I know that little things are going to come out like before E3, and just stupid rumors are going to pop up, and we should let people know about it. So I'm going to try to do that. You can see the sweet amoebas in the background, my amoeba lava lamp, when I do that. And until next time, guys, thank you so much for listening, for watching, and we will see you later. See ya.
Gotta go fast.